And now we have A Desert Mystery Solved, a story we learned of thanks to our colleagues at Radio Expeditions. Here it is. More than 70 years ago, a British expedition in the western desert of Egypt found shards of green and yellow glass, called desert glass, that must have been produced by heat from the impact of a meteor hitting Earth eons ago. But they couldn't find a crater. Now, the director of the Center for Remote Sensing at Boston University has found it, the Egyptian-born scientist Farouk Albaz. Farouk, welcome to Day to Day. You study the Earth by satellite imaging. You found this in a satellite photo?
Yes, indeed. And they have been looking at the satellite images of Egypt for the past 30 years and never really zoomed in or focused on this particular structure. And they had a kind of a eureka moment. They said, look at that.
Well, you know, we have this photo on our website at npr.org or a link to it. I've looked at the photo. I don't see a crater in there, except that there's a kind of a little dotted line that you've drawn on some of these pictures, and I can kind of see the line there. But how do you recognize this thing as a crater? It's huge.
Yeah, that's the trained observer, because we've been looking at round structures in the Western Desert in Egypt for years. So when you look at a satellite image and then you try to interpret the pattern of the little pieces that you're looking at, and if you know the way craters look like on the Moon, on Mars, other places on the Earth, and other planets where they are not so beautifully complete and round and new and shiny, then you know that erosional features break up the rim into bits and pieces. And if you train your eye to kind of complete the circle, you certainly would see first that you have a central peak and a whole bunch of high pieces of rock that form the inner ring, and then a space, and then the outer rim, 20 miles. That outer rim encloses an area where you can put in that area of the crater 70,000 football fields.
What do you get from studying a crater like this, Farouk?
We have a possibility of resolving a mystery of this desert glass. We do not really know where this glass came from, even though it has been known since antiquity. Prehistoric people made knives from it. There is a scarab in King Tut's tomb that is made from it. Since this crater is very large, and the meteorite that would hit the surface at that site would be huge, the meteorite itself would be enormous. If we establish all of that and we find the glass all around it in a pattern, in a radial pattern, then we know for sure that what happens here is a large meteorite hit the surface here, melted the rock more than 3,000 degrees, and that rock is sandstone. It's made of silica, and that's how we formed that silica glass that had fascinated people from prehistory to today.
Dr. Farouk Albaz, a leading expert in remote sensing. He once advised NASA on moon landing sites. Farouk, congratulations on your latest discovery.
Thank you very much. I hope you can come and see it too.